With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The Lebanon-based Hezbollah terrorist group has been dealt a setback.
What appears to have been a sophisticated remote attack, pagers used by hundreds of members of Hezbollah, exploded almost simultaneously in Lebanon and Syria Tuesday. Thousands were wounded and at least nine killed, including an eight-year-old girl and members of Hezbollah. The militant group blamed Israel and vowed just punishment. The Israeli military declined comment. And the State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
I can tell you that the U.S. was not involved in it. The U.S. was not aware of this incident in advance, and at this point we're gathering information.
But a U.S. official tells AP Israel briefed the U.S. on the operation on Tuesday after it was concluded. I'm Ben Thomas.
At long last, the Federal Reserve is poised to announce an interest rate cut.
It's up in the air whether we get a rate cut of 1/4 or 0.5%. And I don't ultimately think that is the most important question, because the biggest takeaway here is that interest rates are going to be coming down, and they're going to be coming down a lot in the future months.
Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick says a rate cut expected to be announced later today. A big court win for Google in Europe, a €1.5 billion antitrust fine. It was imposed 5 years ago by the EU, has been tossed out. Snippets from the campaign trail, former President Trump promising good things for the U.S. auto industry if he is returned to the White House. Kamala Harris asked if people are better off today than they were 4 years ago, answers by saying that she was raised as a middle-class kid. New home construction notching its biggest increase in 6 months, up 9.6% last month. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow, 21 points in the red. This is SRN News. Late-term abortions are happening in this country.
In her recent debate with former President Trump, Vice President Kamala Harris said, quote, "Nowhere in America is a woman carrying a pregnancy to term and asking for an abortion. That is not happening." But in Minnesota, home state of her running mate Tim Walz, the Department of Health reports there have been at least 6 reported abortions in the 9th month of pregnancy and 19 cases of babies who were born alive and left to die between 2015 and 2021. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A political committee behind the campaign to pass a constitutional right to abortion in Florida has filed a lawsuit against the state health care agency. The American Civil Liberties Union and Southern Legal Counsel are suing because the Florida Agency for Health Care Administration is defending the state's current abortion ban. Voters in the state will consider a referendum in November. It would enshrine abortion in the Florida state constitution. This is SRN News. Working its way through Congress, legislation aimed at making sure that new car and truck owners can hear everything that radio has to offer.
The House will hold a markup hearing on several pieces of legislation, including the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act of 2024. It would force manufacturers to install as standard equipment in all new vehicles devices that can access AM broadcast stations. Some car makers want to phase out AM radio, saying there's less demand for it from young drivers. But the bill enjoys bipartisan support, many lawmakers recognizing that AM radio is an essential communications tool during emergencies and for decades has been a major source of news and entertainment for millions of drivers. Bob Agner reporting.
Determined to thwart the threat to their jobs posed by automation, some 45,000 dock workers along the East and the Gulf Coasts are threatening to strike on October 1st. Walkout would shut down ports and handle about half the nation's cargo from ships. More details, SRNNews.com.